In this edition of the Roto Report, we take a look back at that Cavaliers embarrassing loss, 99-90, to the Phoenix Suns on Sunday. Cavaliers come out in this game and looked like a basketball team in the first half, a pretty good basketball team, arguably their best half of basketball all season long. Why? Kyrie Irving was thinking pass first, score second. He had 6 assists in the first quarter. He was getting his teammates involved. The ball was moving side to side. Everybody was involved, both offensively and defensively. Kyrie was throwing it down low to Luol Deng, who was scoring there, and then when he was getting double team, he was kicking it out to open shooters. They were knocking down shots. They were playing from the inside out with Luol Deng in the low post. Defensively, they were getting it done, staying in front of guys, taking charges, contesting shots. They held the fast-breaking Phoenix Suns to 0 fast-break points in the first half, held them to 39% shooting in the first half. Like I said, it was arguably their best half of basketball the entire season. Then the Jekyll and Hyde team went into the locker room, and Mr. Hyde showed up in the second half, and I don't know why it happened. I don't know what the hell happened in the locker room at halftime. I've got to believe that Mike Brown said to the players, hey guys, look, this game's far from over. Yeah, we may be up 18 points, but this game is far from over. They can make a run. They can knock down threes. They can get right back in this thing. We need to keep our defensive intensity, 5 guys on a string. We can't play the scoreboard. We have to play the game. I got to believe that Mike Brown said that to the players. Now, whether or not they heard it or not is the question. And obviously, they did not listen to Mike Brown because the Cavaliers came out and played their worst quarter of the year after playing their best half of the season. They scored 6 points in the third quarter. That's an NBA season low for all teams. 6 points in the third quarter. 2 of 22 from the field. Didn't play defense, gave up 3-pointers, didn't make shots, scored 6 points. The Cavaliers' all-time low is 4, so they barely beat that. And all of a sudden, that 20-point lead that you had in the first half evaporated, gone. See you later after what happened in the third quarter. And then the Cavaliers go into the fourth quarter again. They make a little bit of a comeback. Looks like maybe they could steal it after playing horribly in the third quarter, but in the end, they lose to the Phoenix Suns 99-90, and Mike Brown called it embarrassing after the game, and that's exactly what it was. Kyrie Irving, remember those 6 assists he had in the first quarter? He ended up with 9 for the game, so that means only 3 more assists in the final 3 quarters. He shot 8 of 23. Again, Kyrie Irving starting to look like Allen Iverson, worrying more about scoring when things go bad or there's some adversity that pops up. He thinks he has to be the only guy to shoot on the team. He starts dribbling like Curly Neal, and the offense gets out of whack. Nobody's getting shots. The ball doesn't move from side to side. The offense becomes stagnant. Then that leads, when they don't make point or baskets and don't score points, to poor defense at the other end. And the next thing you know, a 20-point lead in the second quarter is evaporated, and you lose the game by 9 to the Phoenix Suns. An embarrassing loss for the Cavaliers. And Mike Brown, I don't know if the guys have tuned him out already. The young guys, Dion Waiters, was a no-show, missing in action last night. Mike Brown sat him down for most of the second half. He pouts when he doesn't get shots. He doesn't play defense. Kyrie shoots too much, dribbles too much. Luol Deng in the first half was effective. They didn't go to him in the second half down low. You look at this team and you just scratch your head and you wonder what the hell is going on in that locker room and in the minds of those guys when you see them play so well in the first half and so poorly in the second half. And this team continues to struggle game in and game out to put 48 minutes together. Is it Mike Brown? I don't think it's Mike Brown myself. I don't. Is he the greatest coach in the world? No. Is he the greatest offensive mind in the world? No. But he knows basketball. And he knows defense, and these guys, they don't want to play defense for 48 minutes. They think they can play it for a few minutes here and there or a couple of quarters, and that's it. There's no mental toughness, no physical toughness with this basketball team, and that's why I say I don't think it's on Mike Brown. I think it's more on Chris Grant and the front office with the moves that they have made. Let's be honest, Jarrett Jack has been a disappointment. I liked that pickup when they made it. I thought it was going to be a great addition to this Cavs team. It has not turned out well so far for Jarrett Jack and the Cavaliers. When you look at the draft picks, Anthony Bennett, One of the worst teams in the league last year. You get the first overall pick. What is the first overall pick supposed to do for you? Help you become not the worst team in the NBA. He's not even getting off the bench, and I don't blame Mike Brown for not playing him because he's not ready to play in the NBA. He should be down in the D League. And whether that's on Mike Brown or Chris Grant or Dan Gilbert or all of the above, they're too embarrassed to send him down because their ego will be bruised because the number one overall pick, they had to send him down to the D League. Get him down there. Get him some playing time so maybe he can help you down the stretch of this season if you're still in the playoff hunt. You look at Deion Waiters and Tristan Thompson, inconsistent with their play at times. Kyrie Irving, yes, we know he can score, but again, as I stated the other day, he doesn't get the job done at both ends of the floor. Is he an all-star? Yes. Is he a superstar? No. So chemistry problems with this team? Absolutely. Are they tuning the coach out? Are they not listening? Looks like it. How is this going to get corrected? Who knows? You sit here and you think, okay, the addition of a veteran like Luol Deng is going to help this team get better, and at times it looks like it is, and then at other times it looks like he's not even here and he's not having an impact whatsoever or the guys aren't listening to him. Very frustrating right now, and the fans starting to get very frustrated with the Cavaliers as well because they were expected to be a playoff team this year. Atbeth was put to bed. I buried it last year. Another ping pong ball in the hopper. I was saying, forget that. Forget the draft now. It's time to move forward with these guys. Get playoff experience. And these guys right now are closer to being another lottery team than they are a playoff team. And that's embarrassing for this organization. And they need to find out what has to be done. Somehow, some way, figure it out to turn this thing around, or it could get even uglier the rest of this season for the Cavaliers, and we'll be looking at another top five pick. Now, granted, this is a good year to have a top five pick, but I didn't expect it. The Cavaliers didn't expect it, and I know the fans didn't expect it, and the fans are growing tired of the same old crap from not the Cleveland Browns, but from the Cleveland Cavaliers.